Before we get into this episode, we just wanted to take a minute and recognize one of our very lovely sponsors, and that is the one, the only, our Lord and Savior, Pete Milkovich at Milky Way Recordings. You're listening to us on a very professional sound system that he has chilling in his back room. You should come check it out. He won't try to rape you afterwards. And it's pretty awesome. So get in touch with him at pmilkovich.1@gmail.com. Milky Way Recordings, giving you the sound quality of 2% milk. Let's get on with the show.
Fuck you, you're wrong. Fuck you, we're right.
Welcome back once again to the Fatitude Era, where if we get any heat, we use it to barbecue. I am your host, Jackknife Jess Smith.
El Jordano Diablo.
And we are here to once again continue the journey into the good, the bad, and the ugly of professional wrestling. And after this Sunday, boy, was it fucking ugly.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch. I was busy fucking getting hammered, so...
Yeah.
What else is fucking new?
Yeah, it's pretty standard.
That's what happens when you switch to bourbon, man.
Yeah, before we get into this, let's once again introduce Pete Milkovich, everybody. Pete Milkovich, say hello.
How's it going, there fat you go. Guys?
Once again, Pete Milkovich, our lovely, lovely Lord and Savior.
Our Andre the Giant.
And since you can't...
Our Kurgan.
And since you can't hear him because we can't get him to meow on cue, we welcome back Brutus the Barber Beef Cat.
Ooh.
Gotta love him. But anyway... we're going to get right into it because, you know, why prevent the inevitable?
I mean, dude.
Wow.
Sunday night, I and Logan, my little brother, my 12-year-old brother, I know he's listening to this, just disregard what I'm about to say. Like I said, I got fucking hammered, and I got home at like 11:30 on Sunday night, and I called you. Because I wanted to know the results of what happened, and I mean, you sounded borderline in fucking tears.
I was so disappointed. I was like, your parents just found out you're dealing drugs. Disappointed, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, you know, like an Asian family, they get a B+. Disappointed, you know what I'm saying? Like
in math,
exactly. I was that on that level. It was so fucking bad, and here's. It all comes down to one thing. Number one, I can't get into something if I can predict what's going to happen.
But your predictions weren't even right.
Yeah, they were.
No, they weren't.
I told you last week, or the week before, regardless, we've only been doing this 3 weeks, but I told you that Sheamus was going to cash in, and he was going
did
to become...
Did you say that?
Yeah, I did. Oh, go back and listen to it at soundcloud.com/thefatitudeera. Shameless plug, but anyway, but seriously though, I predicted this and I knew it was going to happen, but and WWE took something that could have made magic out of with either a Reigns turn or an Ambrose turn.
The Ambrose turn ain't happening,
but regardless,
right.
They had the potential to make something beautiful out of it, and they're just like, better keep it safe.
Well, how is that safe? It makes no fucking sense to me, dude. Nobody is even behind Sheamus. Nobody likes the dude.
You're right, but the reason it's safe is because you don't have Roman turning heel. They're still trying to get people on Roman's side.
Well, I've already got... We can talk about that. Like, what I think... What they should do is... You don't turn Roman Reigns. It's not going to work right now. But, like, I was saying this earlier today, is, like, when John Cena comes back... Get the fucking title back in his hands as fast as possible and turn him heel at Royal Rumble. It would be the greatest thing that happened since fucking Hogan's turning and going to the NWO.
Don't get me started on
that. I'm just saying, like, it would be the smartest thing they could do because then they can actually push Reigns and get the, like, I mean, he's getting more support because people are fucking pissed that Sheamus is champion right now. It's stupid. It's fucking dumb. It's dumber than Raw 2 weeks ago, and it's dumber than Raw last night. Well, debatable.
Yeah.
That's a pretty bad
episode. I don't even think we should give them the decency of actually talking about Raw last night.
Ziggler and Ambrose tag team, that was probably the most, that and the New Day thing were probably the two most interesting things that happened on that episode. The opening segment was fucking dumb. Just like, what are they going to do? They're just going to bitch Roman Reigns out for the next four fucking months?
I guess.
Stupid. It's dumb.
But that's the thing. I need to do this because, you know, if I don't do it, I won't be fucking happy with myself. But Vince McMahon, if you can
hear... The alpha hear, fuck.
If you the can alpha hear fuck. This, alpha fuck you. if you can hear this, I am so disappointed in you. I'm not mad.
So is your dad.
I'm disappointed.
And your kid. Well, one of your kids at least.
Well, Shane is disappointed.
Shane is disappointed. He's the only McMahon that matters anymore.
Exactly. Because literally, you took, right now in your company, all of your champions are heels now.
So fucking dumb.
You know who else always had heels as their champions?
WCW.
Exactly. And we see how that ended.
Well, there's no, like we talked about, there's no fucking competition, so he ain't going out of business.
And that's the problem. Like, say what you will about Cena, at least he's a face.
Dude, and you know what? I mean, he catches a lot of shit from fans, and I think a lot more fans respect him than they let on, because everybody likes to chant, John Cena sucks. I like to do it, and I like the fucking guy. And right now he's gone, but you're fucking riddled with injuries. Mm-hmm. You have Sheamus as your fucking champion. The only viable solution that would get you ratings and fucking put ticket sales up, you turn Cena heel, put him in a year-long fucking thing against Roman Reigns, dude, and there you go.
Yeah.
And there's your building up Roman Reigns. There's your letting him be a champion in 6 months or whatever. Yeah. But it's fucking dumb.
It's a goddamn shame. And
this is my new catchphrase. It's fucking dumb.
Yeah, it's fucking... We're putting that on a t-shirt. It's got to be on a t-shirt. But, and then we haven't even talked about my biggest letdown. And that's the thing. Here, my biggest letdown...
I'm over it.
...isn't even Sheamus. That should tell you something. My biggest letdown, what did they do? They fucking buried Bray Wyatt again.
Again.
And it's so stupid. The match was not even 15 minutes long.
No.
Right, and on top of that, you have no indication that they're going to continue the feud at all.
They're obviously not.
So literally, it's at a point where Bray is a glorified jobber now, it's a damn shame because
he's a jobber with a gimmick.
He deserves better. He deserves better.
What did I fucking tell you? I said he should go to Ring of Honor and be the fucking top guy there.
Bray, if you're listening to this right now,
nobody.
You should be so disappointed.
My brother is listening to this right now. That's it.
Yeah. But seriously, I mean...
40 times a week.
Exactly.
Is he... just damn it, you beat me to it.
Thank you, Logan.
Was he the 54 last week or 2 weeks ago?
Absolutely. I think he probably listened to the first episode 3 times this week because we had 3 new listens.
No, we're up to 61.
63.
No. Are we 63?
I don't know.
We were at 55.
It's not like we're counting or anything.
Maybe you're not.
You need some sort of validation to keep this thing going.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to get into that in a little bit.
Oh, fuck your mother. No, but seriously, like, with Bray Wyatt, it's, you know, go somewhere else, man. Go somewhere where they'll respect you.
Go to a fucking indie where you'll fucking...
Go to AIW so I can only pay $30 to have to see you front row. But seriously, like, it's just so bad. It's so beyond fucked. It's, you know, like, this is the worst pay-per-view of the year.
And it's supposed to, I mean, it's one of their big four.
Exactly. It's like,
it's the one to close out the big ones for the year.
Well, think about it this way. You know, we got some music fans that listen to this. Imagine going to see Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax, and Megadeth, but at one point...
Are we talking, like, in the 80s? Or are we talking, like, seeing those bands now?
The 80s.
Okay. Right? All right.
All together on the same show. And then Megadeth comes on, and they just turn off their amps and play acoustically.
I mean, out of those four bands, that'd be the one I wouldn't want to see.
You get my point,
bro. I do.
You take the big four, and then you chop the balls off of one of them. You know what I mean?
Like you chop off Dave Mustaine's balls.
It's fucking stupid.
Now that I would pay good money to see.
Yeah, because he fucking deserves it.
He was also raised a Jehovah's Witness.
You ever see Some Kind of Monster? The
Oh, God,
have we seen Some Kind of Monster? Are you kidding me?
I always replay that scene where he's like crying to Lars. He's like, I'm sorry that I left the band, guys.
Kicks his ass
Please
out.
Forgive me.
Dude, that whole fucking movie is a joke. I would honestly take a week off fucking wrestling just to talk about some kind of monster. And how they have, how do you say his last name? Trujillo? Robert Trujillo. Dude from Trujillo. Fucking Suicidal Tendencies.
Trujillo.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying, dude.
You're the cholo here. And for our loyal listeners, I mean, that's a callback.
It is winter, so I'm going to have to start tanning soon.
But seriously, man, it's just, oh, God, it was just so sad, so ridiculous. And now they have the Wyatts in a feud with the Dudleys?
Well, the thing is, like, dude, I think Bray Wyatt, honestly, and I know you love the Wyatt family, but I think he'd be better off on his own, dude. I think, that's three big dudes weighing his ass down.
But it's not, I don't agree with that.
I know, but
that's seriously like topic discussion length. Like, no, if we were to get into that, we need to save that for another episode.
I'm just like, I mean, it's not that I'm tired of talking about Bray Wyatt because I fucking love the dude, but I'm just tired of, like, I was talking to once again, Cutesy. We were talking this week. He's like, dude, I'm starting to fucking hate The Undertaker because he's one of the very few guys that has. Like say in his character and what he does. Mm-hmm. And I know Vince makes the final call, but I have a feeling like Taker doesn't want to fucking put the dude over, which makes no sense. You're on your way out, man.
Yeah.
Fucking put the guy over who is he is the best dude on the mic in the company. He's not the best wrestler. He's the best wrestler over 250 fucking pounds easily. But
Big Show.
No. You know what I mean. As a big guy, because like Cesaro is over 250 pounds, and that dude's awesome. But that's neither here nor there. I think he might be right, dude. I just don't get why Undertaker would fucking do that. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, and I, honestly, if they fucking do this Bray Wyatt and Undertaker thing one more time, and Bray doesn't get over. Like. Like, I'm checking out until Dolph Ziggler's champion or something.
Yeah.
Or Ambrose.
I mean, but that's the thing. You can check out. I can't. One of us has to watch wrestling.
I'll start watching indies, dude. That's what I'll do. I'll be the
You'll
indie
have the
guy.
Indie report.
Yeah, I'll right be on. The I'll be the punk rock wrestler.
But seriously, if you're a fan and you haven't watched Survivor Series yet, maybe you had something to do Sunday night. Don't. In fact, write a letter to WWE saying I would like 3 months of the network.
Sign
free.
It in blood and tears.
Yeah.
Or just honestly shit in a bag and send it to the alpha fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Personally, maybe addressed.
This is what your show is.
We can give you his address. I know guys in Anonymous. Just saying. I'm kidding. I don't know guys in Anonymous.
There we go with Hugo Weaving again, man.
It all comes back to Hugo Weaving.
It's where this all started. It's where it's all going to end, motherfucker.
Exactly. All right, moving on. We got some fan mail, believe it or not.
Fan mail or hate mail?
A little bit of both, technically. it says here, hang on, let me grab it for you. Hey, guys, love the show. Jordan sounds fatter than Jess, but the one thing that bothers me is that there's no reports on backyard wrestling.
This is true.
This is true.
We talked briefly on it when I was a 14-year-old backyard wrestler.
Exactly. And there was only, you got to understand, we've spent, since the last recording day, so a whole week, trying to figure out how to rectify this situation. So Jordan and I went down to the office.
In Jess's POS shit box.
We got down to the Cleveland Family Services building, and we found a dude there who figured would know quite a bit. His name
on the subject.
Yeah, his name is Ty the Gatherer.
All right,
very very nice person. He is a juggalo, and he knows what he's talking about in terms of backyard wrestling. So regretfully, we welcome Ty the Gatherer.
Yeah, what's up, ninjas? How are y'all doing out there? I just want to give a shout out to my family. Whoop whoop. Yo, I'm just gotta say, I'm just honored to be a part of you guys' wrestling podcast. You guys being out here nerding out about the Wyatts and the fucking Hulk Hogans and the Cenas and all that shit. But let me tell you about the real shit that's going down, specifically on the west side of Cleveland, down over here in Palmer Heights, down in Palmer, down in Bedford, down in all these towns over here. And I even got some dudes up in Michigan that are kicking it real hard. I got Psycho Patrick up in Battle Creek. He's been battling it out up there. He's been getting the cheese grater out. He's been popping motherfuckers on the head out there, man. It's been super tight. It's been super wild. All these dudes are really grinding it. None of these fake-ass Hollywood wrestlers that you guys be talking about out there with their big money contracts and all these scripts and shit. You know, the only thing that stops a backyard wrestling match is dude's mom coming home, you know? That's what I'm talking about. You got a couple gallons of Faygo out there. You got 3 liter, 3 liter, 3 liter, 3 liter, 3 liter, 3 liter. All of this popping off right here. Red Pop, Moon Mist, doesn't matter. Dr. Faygo, I don't give a shit. I drink it all. I love it. I love it. It tastes good. Keeps me energized so I can do powerful skits like this. You know, come up here, talk on your podcast like this. Hang out. Let me tell you. All right, check it out. This summer, I went out west to do some scouting. I'm putting together a tournament in my dude's backyard down in Hinckley. And that shit is huge. You know, they got a lot of land down there. It's real large. They got woods. They got trees. You can take branches. You can smack a motherfucker in the face with a branch. And that shit is tight. So, I went out west all the way out to Walla Walla, Washington. I found a dude. Yo, his name was called Insane Frown At Me. And I was like, yo, that's a funky name, bro. What's up with you, ninja? And he was like, you want to get bashed in the head with a branch? And I was like, no, but I know some motherfuckers that do. I'm just a manager, you know what I'm saying? I be taking my WIC card and my EBT card and giving it to other folks so they can keep wrestling and getting that Faygo in them and keeping them energized to come out here and perform for y'all. So we get about like 10, 12, 13 ninjas up around the red ring that we built this week. And then, you know, they just beat each other up. It's fucking tight. And then, you know, we throw stuff at them every once in a while to use against each other. You know, cheese graters, can openers, whatever we can find in mom's kitchen. And then, you know, we just have at it, you know, man. It's tight, man. I'm just bummed out you guys haven't been talking about it too much. I'm glad you guys found me down there collecting up my, you know, my food stamp cards and stuff from my mom's. She wanted me to come back earlier, but I was like, I'm gonna go with these dudes because, like, you guys seem like chill ass dudes and, like, you might be down with the clown. So, thanks for having me on, guys. You know, got any questions for me or anything? Or can I just peace out of here?
I got a quick question.
Word.
I heard rumblings that you're gonna be doing a special show for your 12th birthday party. Is that true?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, 12th birthday party in the family is a big one. You know, it's the inverse of 21, so that means, like, on your 12th birthday,
you can start drinking.
What's up?
You can start drinking.
Yeah, at 12. you go, you take the EBT card at the CVS, the one on Wallings, because they don't ID. So you get yourself a liter of Kamchatka, and you get yourself 3 liters of Faygo, so you dilute that shit, because you can't drink straight Kamchatka. That shit is hard, man. You ever drink that stuff? It is rough. Yo, I got some peach fuzz going on my face right now. I drink the camp chocolate. I feel like I grow a full beard. You know what I'm saying, fam? Damn. So, anyways. So, for my 12th birthday, what we're going to do is we rented out Brennan's Party Center down in Strongsville. Yo, we rented that whole bitch out. And we're going to put 3 rings in there for 3 liters, because everybody knows Faygo comes in 3 liters, not 2, because it is the superior beverage to those bullshit Coca-Cola, pussy ass, Pepsi shit, whatever the fuck 2 liter bullshit they're selling out there. We got 3 liters of soda in our bottle, so we got 3 rings in our wrestling match, whereas the WWE only has 1. They got 1 arena, 1 ring, 1 match at a time. I don't care about John Cena going out there messing around with whatever the hell, Wyatt, some brothers, or something like that. I don't give a shit. They're all, like, out there holy ghosting and stuff and doing little seances and shit and masks and stuff. Man, the only mask we wear is a clown mask up in here. So we're gonna have 3 rings going on at once, and everybody's gonna be bashing each other with Louisville Sluggers and shit. Well, we can't afford Louisville Sluggers. They'll be like whatever the Walmart equivalent of a Louisville Slugger is.
A wiffle ball bat?
Sure, the big orange ones, though, not them skinny little pussy-ass yellow ones, you know what I'm saying? The big-ass orange ones, those shits hurt, man. You wrap a little duct tape around it, too, to make it a little more firm, and that shit'll crack a dude's head open, ninja.
Now, so, Ty the Gatherer,
uh-huh.
I have a question for you.
Word.
If we pick you up a couple 3 liters, you gonna come back sometime?
Anytime you want, man. Anytime.
One last thing before you go.
Sure.
You know, I heard rumblings that there's going to be a match at Carnival of Car Parts between Big Money Hustler and Wicked Ninja 69. Is that true?
Oh, dude. So Wicked Ninja 69 was gonna fail. Because they said, hey man, you tore your ACL, and that's a bad injury for a 14-year-old. But he was like, I'm a resilient-ass 14-year-old, and he just had surgery on Tuesday, or last week, and the match is going to be up next Wednesday. He's going to come out there on crutches, and he's going to beat that dude ass. I'm
dude,
telling
kayfabe, you. Dude, kayfabe.
What's up?
Kayfabe.
You ain't no kayfabe in backyard wrestling.
No, dude.
So what you're saying is...
There ain't no rules back here, man. We're in the backyard.
Saying...
There ain't no rules back here. It's the back door. That's what I tell my girlfriend all the time. It's always in the back door. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying that Wicked Ninja 69, his Obamacare came through, is what you're saying?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, good.
But he ain't paying that shit anyway.
No.
Well, Tyler,
he's 14. How is he going to pay? His moms don't pay it. That's who's not paying it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on this
Can
week.
I plug something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
So my older brother Jared, who's like 18, he like still lives in the trailer with us, but like he's got some fine ass dirt weed, man, and like he's slinging it for like, you can get an ounce for like $60. So like, if any of y'all want to hit him up, yo, he'll sling it out to you. He'll drive, he's got a caddy, it's old and it don't really work that well, but he'll still drive it out to you, and he'll drop it off, and you can like, if you put enough of it in a bowl and hit it real hard, like, it makes you feel pretty good. So, like, that's what I did before coming on your guys' podcast. So, I just want to plug up Jared. Thanks, older bro. Thanks for letting me wrestle with you and shit all these years. And you're really giving me guidance in this backyard wrestling game. I'm about to be the biggest backyard wrestling manager that the Midwest has ever seen. I've been going up Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, that whole area, Michigan, Flint, Pontiac, Toledo. You know, we got a bunch of dudes up there. They're hitting it hard, and I'm gonna manage them up, and we're gonna be the next John Cena's of the backyard. You know what I'm saying?
Right on, man. Right
whoop,
on.
Whoop
whoop. Whoop whoop indeed. That was This Week in Backyard Wrestling with Ty the Gatherer, brought to you by the people that provided their three rings, Al's Trampoline Warehouse. And we're going to get into our next segment. It's one of our favorites, and that is, it's time for this week's Top 10 List! All right, so this week, we have a very topical Top 10 list, unlike last week. It is the Top 10 Ways Survivor Series Could Have Ended Better.
Okay.
I have my five. Would you like to hear them?
Yes, please.
Number five. Survivor Series ends with the Vince Russo rehiring ceremony. Number four, Vince McMahon waking up in bed realizing it's all been a dream.
Or a nightmare.
Number three, Val Venus does a return and makes a striptease. Number two, Hulk Hogan comes out and reads the Emancipation Proclamation. And number one, ISIS attacks, so I'm not so bored.
All right, let's see what I got. I was going to say it would end better with Vince dressing up as an ISIS suicide bomber and just walking down the ring, and then it just cuts to black. Another better way it could have ended was Roman Reigns fucking winning, because that would be better than Sheamus fucking winning. Another one would be... an injured Randy Orton comes out and pulls his dick out would be more interesting than what the fuck happened. I didn't even, dude, I saw it, you know, on Raw, like, you know how they show the stills. That's what I saw, and that was bad enough. Another better way it would end, I don't know, Kane comes out and commits fucking suicide. Just doesn't blow up everybody, just himself, dude. And I'd say the number one way that it could have ended better was Jim Ross coming back and calling the match. I don't fucking know, man.
My honorable mention. Vince McMahon comes to the center of the ring, pulls off a mask, and reveals that it's been Ted Turner this entire time.
I've colorized the WWE.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Survivor Series, Suicide Series, man. That would have been fucking better.
So that was this week's top 10 list. We're going to be right back. We're going to go grab a cigarette, but please enjoy this ad about our sponsors. We'll be right back on the Fatitude Era. Stay tuned.
What's up, guys? It's Hulk Hogan here, and I'm here to tell you about this great artist out there. His name is Jimmy Lean's brother. That right, for the low, low price of whatever he names, you'll get a fantastic piece of artwork courtesy of the 24-inch Python, brother. That's right, check out Kenny Lean's at kidneylanes@gmail.com. That's right, brother, check it out. What are you gonna do when Kidney Lean's mania runs wild on you, brother?
Ooh, yeah!
Oh, that's my friend the Macho Man, Randy Savage, brother.
And welcome back to the Fatitude Era. I'm your host, Jackknife Jess Smith.
El Hordano Diablo.
And it's time for somebody's favorite segment. And that is the one, the only...
Hordano's Rant.
El Hordano's Rant. This week, getting a little personal,
yeah,
are we?
Yeah, a little bit. Yep. I'm tired of your shit, man. We've been doing this podcast 3 goddamn weeks now. And every time we leave... Well, all right, twice. Okay, fine, twice. Both times we've left, we've both been on cloud fucking 9, super stoked about the podcast. And then as your shitty fucking telemarketing life goes on throughout the fucking week, you sit there and I try and say cool things about the podcast. Like, oh, like all right, when you fucking text me, oh, can you post on Facebook so we can get up to 100 likes? I had to go on and fucking like our own podcast to get 96. So please validate fucking Jackknife Jess Smith. I don't give a shit, but apparently he does. If we don't reach 100 likes by the end of this week, he'll probably kill himself next week on the episode. I hope not, because then, I mean, well, actually, I'd love to fucking just talk into a mic by myself. That'd be great. And just Pete has to listen to it all
good
fucking
God.
Week.
Fucking no, please.
I quit. I'm just tired of it, man. All you with your okay, and I hope we get up to 100 likes. We're going to get 100 fucking likes. People already like the fucking podcast. We had Ty the fucking Gatherer this week. That's going to get us probably 212-year-old likes. So that'll be fucking good. I am so... You got it, dude. I'm the fucking negative one. You have to be the positive one. This doesn't work. Opposites fucking attract. You know what I'm saying? And you're sitting there. You're lamenting. You're fucking crying all the time. We got this shit, and I'm tired of it. This is more of a motivational speech than a fucking lament, and I don't want you to kill yourself. You have a wife who needs you. I need you. Just fucking stop, okay?
I quit.
I love you. I love you.
And that was El Hordano's Lament.
Oh, dude. Get the scissors and the zip tie out of your hand right now.
Anyway,
are you going to be able to pick yourself back up after that berate, that beration?
Fucking, that hurt.
No, it didn't.
It did a bit.
Dude, you got so much padding, that just bounced off, man.
It probably bounced off, and then my fucking stomach bounced for another 3 minutes. Jeez.
I love you.
I love you, too. We're going to go into the brunt of our show, as always. It is the topic discussion. Very serious topic this week.
Yeah, we're probably not going to laugh at all.
Exactly. We're not going to laugh in the slightest.
Because racism isn't funny.
I'm just repeating what he says simply to hammer in that point for dramatic effect. And if we're talking about racism, there's only one person we could be talking about.
Well, two.
Well.
Vince McMahon or... sorry.
Hey, no laughing.
It's really not, but...
And that is the immortal white supremacist himself, Hulk Hogan.
Dude, what the fuck, man? We talked about this last... I mean, like, you know, when we left last week, we were like, we decided it's got to be Hulk Hogan this week, man.
Yeah, because, you know, we kind of get it a little... You know, dipped it in the water. You know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Dipped toes in the pool. Of
we where... cut the eyes in the hood. Exactly. Now we have to wear the rest of the uniform.
What the fuck? No, but you know, we kind of gently motion towards it.
What was your quote? Let me hear that fire crackle, brother.
Exactly. Which, strangely, is getting the most response.
Yeah, that's what people seem to like.
That seems to be what people want on a t-shirt.
For the 12 people that listen to this.
Thank you, all 12 of you. One for each age of Ty the Gatherer's life.
Can't wait for that birthday party.
Exactly. But yeah, it's just a fucked situation, no matter how you spin it. And, you know, there's been certain things that have happened in the past that, you know, I guess if you're a true, like, hardcore wrestling fan, you could consider worse. But I think racism kind of tops it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, dude, just to be the man. You know what I mean? Like he was for way too fucking long. Like when he won the belt again in 2003, he had no fucking business doing, but he did. I mean, the guy was on top of the wrestling business for, you know, the better part of 20 years. And even when he came back all those times after, people still, you know, popped for him and shit. But he fucked up, dude. He has now taken two heel turns in his career. One was fabricated by Eric Bischoff, and one he fucking did himself 6 months ago. And now he's like the ultimate heel. Like, dude, if Vince McMahon considers you too fucking racist and kicks you out of his company, Vince McMahon, who dropped the N-bomb right in front of Booker T on live fucking TV, you're fucked, dude.
Well, and that's another thing, like, talking about Vince McMahon as a racist. Did you ever hear the story about Carlito?
Maybe. Okay. I don't know. Go ahead.
So, Carlito, for those of you that don't know, Pete, was a gentleman...
I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
Spit in the face of people who didn't want to be cool. He was...
He actually would bite an apple, eat it, and then spit it in people's face.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, well, you can't say eat it. He would bite it and then spit it.
He would chew. He would masticate. Yeah.
We're not talking Tommy Dreamer.
Or that draws. Was,
yeah. Yeah. No, but it's interesting. And I read this story, and I'm not going to censor it because it won't have the same impact. But it's
please
not
the, do not drop the N-bomb.
It's not the N-bomb. I give you my word on that. Apparently, because he had a kind of a Hispanic accent, and his character was very clearly Hispanic. Apparently, backstage one day, Vince McMahon walked up to him and said, "Hey, can you spick it up for the cameras?"
Jesus fucking Christ!
I know.
Oh my God,
I know. And it was bad. Like, and apparently, that's strangely, Carlito left the company after that. I don't know why.
I don't fucking blame him, dude.
but
it's
yeah.
Like, it's like anybody who comes into WWE, it's like, how long can you take the alpha fucks shit?
Exactly.
Like, Shawn Michaels obviously got away with it because he was sleeping with him. Triple H got away with it because he's sleeping with his daughter. And I don't know what the fuck John Cena. I don't know who he's blown. Maybe he's fucking Linda McMahon. I don't know. Aren't they all from Massachusetts or Connecticut or something? New England. They're all from New England. There's something going on. And The Undertaker. I don't know who he's. Maybe they're just all afraid of him, like I was as a kid.
Maybe they've tried to fuck him.
Absolutely terrified of him.
Yes.
Still.
Maybe.
I'm just scared of The Undertaker because it's fucking terrible every time he's on TV.
Dude, I'm just scared of The Undertaker because he has more burying power than Triple H, apparently.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get into that again.
So bad.
But Hulk Hogan, man. There's a lot of things about Hulk Hogan. We're not just going to talk about how he's a racist. It's just... it's just his career in general, and I'll give him two props. He revolutionized the fucking business in the 80s and made it what it was. And when he left and went to WCW, you know, that really fucked WWE until Bret Hart really got over. But I'll give him props for what he did in the 80s, and then obviously his heel turn with the NWO was one of the greatest things that ever happened in wrestling, mm-hmm. which is why that's what fucking needs to happen with John Cena. He's been a fucking face for 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's time to make him a bad guy. And not just he needs to be a dirty, rotten fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Just like Hulk Hogan was.
I get where you're coming from. I don't know. It's in terms of Hulk Hogan, like you said, he did revolutionize the business. But then you also, here's me playing devil's advocate again. It kind of tags, you know, ties into what we were talking about on the first episode, where it's mostly about promos, because Hogan is not a good in-ring performer.
No, he's not. He's got like four moves.
But he could cut a promo like you would not believe. And, you know, nowadays, everybody looks at his promos, well, at least before the racism, and they would say, oh, these are kind of cheesy and everything like that. But without Hulk Hogan, we wouldn't have had characters like Macho Man, you know, who were specifically focused on promos.
Right.
Like, don't get me wrong, Macho Man, great in-ring performer.
Oh, yeah.
But people don't remember...
The brunt of what he...
Exactly. People don't remember his in-ring prowess. They remember his promos. The cream always rises. Yeah! Sniff into a Slim Jim.
I mean, dude, Macho Man, one of the greatest.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Yeah, it's a shame how he fucking went out. And then we have racist fucking Hulk Hogan.
The mega supremacist powers.
The mega hot dog.
The mega Oscar Mayer.
Which is funny, because that's the same colors as he fucking wears. Well, I think all he wears now is white. But
it all comes down
He's into robes and ropes.
Yeah. That's the thing. I heard that they're going to be changing his theme song for when they actually bring him back. It's going to be, I am a white supremacist. I fight for the rights of every white man.
Of fascism or yes. Racism. What the fuck ever. I mean, but like, let's just, okay, so I went on his IMDb page today.
Okay.
And like, obviously it's mostly wrestling credits, but, and I didn't even do like all like the shitty like TV spots he did or like dumb shit, but, all right, like, so I think it was his first, like, movie appearance was Rocky III.
It was.
What his fucking name was in that?
Thunder Lips.
Thunder Lips.
Oh, Lips.
Thunder Lips, dude. Like, who, I mean, I understand it was, like, Rocky III, and it was, like, the first of the bad Rockies. Yeah. But, like, who fucking thought that was a good idea? Thunder Lips. And, like, he was on top of the world then, you know what I mean? Why was he like, yeah, brother, Thunder Lips, great fucking name.
When I was in the business, that's what I first was thinking of. It was either Hulk Hogan or Thunderlips, brother.
How many different like modes of like approval did they have to go to before they were just like, yeah,
Thunderlips.
That'll work. Like they had to go to like at least three or four different facets of approval before they were like, okay, all right, yeah, here's, Thunderlips it is.
Here's the ones I have in mind. Lightning Tongue? No, I don't think that's going to work. Cloudy Teeth.
Jesus.
No, that's not going to work either. We're getting
What's
there.
Your stash?
We're on to something, brother. I love it.
Gold.
Thunder Lips.
Just like my hair.
Just like my hair, which I'm losing, brother.
We got to capitalize on this now. And then you go to No Holds Barred, which has one of the greatest fucking scenes in it, is when...
It's just because it's not even a good scene. No, it's just fucking so terrible. Bad.
When he's fucking beating up the dudes in the parking garage, and he picks up the one guy, and he's like,
what's that smell?
And the dude goes,
Dookie. A dude shits his pants, and... He was wearing sunglasses too. I actually just watched No Holds Barred like maybe 3 or 4 months ago, because I remember obviously when I was a kid I fucking loved that movie, and I was just like, "What in the fuck is
what
going
is
on?
Wrong with me?"
No, dude, oh no, we'll get into it. Then next I got Suburban Commando. Now you're gonna love this though. His name was Shep Ramsey. I say. We wipe the old Suburban Commando with Christopher Lloyd off the face of the planet. Make another Suburban Commando starring Hulk Hogan with his name as Shep Ramsey, because that sounds like a fucking Nazi's name, dude. So Hulk Hogan plays a Nazi who cut like, you know, well, yeah, I don't think he could do a German accent, but like...
Ich bin Gruppen mein Führer, brother.
He comes in and he plays, but it's like nowadays, and he plays like this Nazi... Who just, he's just, well, it's just like middle America, dude, where you know you have that Nazi neighbor with a bunch of guns who's just like, end bomb this, Jew that, you know, like whatever.
I don't want no Syrian refugees in my country, brother.
And that's what
I'm a big fan of France, brother.
Blow them up, blow them up. I think that would be a much better idea. And you just call it Suburban Commando.
No, you know what I want? Instead of Shep Ramsey, have Chef Ramsey.
wait, actually have Chef Ramsey?
Yes. He is the Suburban Commando. He's got a whole bunch of guns. It's Hell's Kitchen, and he's bringing some hell. You know what I mean?
Dude, I'm just saying, like, that would be... You capitalize on it. And that's another thing I'm going to fucking say. WWE, don't kick him out. Give him another fucking heel turn. Just make him come out in a fucking white robe and just have let people throw shit at him. Let the New Day kick the shit out of him. Like, if Hulk Hogan wants to be back in the business, send him through fucking hell, dude. Yeah. Bring Bobby Lashley back to kick the shit out of him. Ahmed Johnson, Ron Simmons, Farouk. That would be fuck. Bring back the Nation of Domination versus Hulk fucking Hogan. I love it. I'm back. Dude, I'm back. I'm back every week for that. Just to watch Hulk Hogan get the shit kicked out of him by literally every former, present, and fucking future black superstar. And then give him a face turn right before he fucking dies and re-induct him to the Hall of Fame.
Make your own version of like American History X with Hulk Hogan.
Well, yeah, where his brother gets shot.
You just fuck with the wrong bull, brother.
No, just at the end, it's fucking Eric Bischoff gets shot in the bathroom.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, I'm just saying, dude. I'm just saying. I think it would be... You know Vince Russo and fucking Hogan hate each other.
Yeah.
I was reading that on his IMDb page, and I remembered it as I was reading it. They were supposed to have, like, you know, a championship match or whatever.
Yeah.
And, Vince Russo told Jeff Jarrett to just go out there and lay down, and Hogan had to cover him.
Yeah.
That was the last time he was seen in WCW.
Yeah, and then I remember because Russo came out and just, like, completely destroyed him. He's like, you'll never see that piece of shit here again, and blah, 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 blah.
And everybody's just like, dude, fuck off. Go back to third grade.
Even back then, they were like, fire Russo.
Dude, fuck Vince Russo. And he's like, I guess he's like a hardcore Jesus freak now, too. But
it all comes full circle.
Yeah, I know, dude. Like all these guys, man.
Well, because they get in a company where a man wants to face God in the ring at Backlash.
And Russo's just not having it.
And Russo's just like, you don't talk about him like that, man.
This fucking New York. Oh God. Wait until we do that fucking episode. I'm just gonna do research. I'm just gonna research all the bullshit that Vince Russo put us through as fans. I hate him. So what do you got next? Mr. Nanny. Mr. fucking Nanny. And like, dude, I kept writing down his fucking names in these movies. Sean Armstrong also sounds like a fucking white supremacist, dude. Was it George Lincoln Rockwell? Sean Armstrong. Like, those names are, to me, they're synonymous. And Mr. Nanny, there's like two redeeming qualities about that movie. Sherman Helmsley, who plays his fucking manager, you know, George Jefferson, that was his name. Yeah, I love Sherman Helmsley. Funny dude. And,
did Pete just burp?
Pete just burped. Pete's got gas today, dude.
That was the beloved Tyler the Gatherer.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize Tyler the Gatherer was still... Oh, you know what? It's just from all that Faygo.
Yeah,
too much red pop, dude.
Moon mist, motherfucker.
Hey, Ty, it's 11 o'clock, dude. Don't you have curfew?
I got school tomorrow, but I don't give a fuck. It's Thanksgiving on Thursday.
I love it. I love Ty the Gatherer. I think we should adopt him. Gay marriage is legal in Ohio now, right?
Yeah.
All right, dude, let's do it. Just divorce Kim. We get married and we adapt. We adopt Ty the Gatherer.
We adapt him. Adaption.
All right, so Mr. Nanny, the other redeeming quality of that movie, fucking David Johansen from the New York Dolls plays the fucking bad guy with the metal head who, like, runs into people. He's like fucking Kano from Mortal Kombat. He's proto Kano with long hair. And that movie, and I own that movie. You know that I own that movie on VHS. You have Hulk Hogan in a fucking ballerina outfit in that movie. You have another redeeming quality about that movie is, all right, so the black dude's his manager.
I thought you were about to be like, another redeeming quality, Hulk Hogan in a tutu. I mean,
it's fantastic. It's so, and then you got the lovely. The I don't know, like, it's kind of fucked up because she's, like, the cook, like, the housemaid. That's actually kind of fucked up now that I think about it. I'm sure Hulk Hogan was all about that idea.
Yeah.
But she slaps him with a wooden spoon and shit. It's fucking great. We should watch that movie soon. It's been a minute, maybe like a year. We should watch that.
We should do an audio commentary for it. Like,
let's do an audio commentary for every one of Hulk fucking Hogan's Hulk Hogan.
Who's Hulk Hogan?
And that's the good thing, dude. Is we're finally the new millennials. They'll hopefully never know who Hulk Hogan is, and that'll be a good day. Maybe that'll get that generation fucking on its ass. Like, no more Hulk Hogan. All right. Do you remember the show he was on? I don't know if it was USA or no, it was TNT.
I can't remember what it was called,
though. Thunder.
It was VH1, I think.
No, not that. Like, I'm talking like an actual
TV show with his family? Because I've been waiting for that era for that.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
Okay, yeah. Patience, Lord. Patience.
The Lord, he blesses us with patience.
You know, it's the seventh day. Perhaps you should rest and wait for
if he rests, then we can't record.
That's true.
All right, so the show was called, and they made TV movies for this too. Sting was on it, as I remember. If I'm not mistaken, Shawn Michaels and Triple H were on Baywatch, I think, but that's neither here nor there. It was called Thunder in Paradise. And he played like I can't remember, but I just remember they drove around in a speedboat. Like, and they were like water cops or something like that, ocean cops.
Yeah.
And they were like Aquaman. Picture Hulk Hogan with guns as Aquaman. That's what this show was. And you know what his name on that was? Randolph J. Spencer. George Lincoln Rockwell. But he didn't go by that. He went by Hurricane Spencer.
Thunderlips. I'm gonna blow these colors out of our neighborhood, brother.
He's just got a race war in Florida going on. Well, I think there's probably been a race war going on in Florida since Jeb Bush has been governor.
I'm going to get these damn Cubans out of here, brother.
One season, so, 22 episodes.
It was one season?
22 episodes.
And then how many movies were there? There was like two or three, I think. Because they kept making them, dude.
I'm not sure about that.
Hurricane Spencer's Christmas special, brother.
And then I caught this one. And I've never seen this. Muppets in Space.
Yeah.
The Man in Black. that was his character's fucking name.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash, brother.
No. I'm talking about the irony of what came out of Hogan's mouth later on in life. And then he was the Man in Black in Muppets in Space. From Space.
I hate this outfit, brother. Reminds me of everything I hate in this world.
I hate Fozzie Bear. Why? He's brown and I'm black. Fucking.
Fuck?
And then you got, as Pete was inquiring, Hogan Knows Best.
Shit.
And how many? All right, Pete, can you look up how many seasons of that there were? Because I want to say there were.
Off the top of my head, I think there were four or five. I'm going to look it up right now.
Holy shit.
Dude, and it got better and better with each season.
I remember there was one episode where he was like having a barbecue and he had to invite like Jewish people from the neighborhood over.
I remember that.
Do you remember that? And like he didn't know what fucking kosher was.
That's right. And he kept inquiring like, what if I do this to make it kosher? And like the one guy's like, no, you just have to go back to the store and buy kosher food. And he was completely enthralled with that idea.
Listen, brother, the only hot dog I know about is when I look in the mirror.
Oscar Mayer.
There were four seasons spanning 43 episodes of
Holy
Hogan Knows
shit,
Best.
Dude.
And watching Brooke and Nick Hogan just go down a treacherous path.
Dude, Nick Hogan, fuck that kid, dude, because he got off because of who his dad
absolutely.
Was. That's fucking bullshit, dude. That kid was you could just tell he was a fucking douchebag.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Brooke Hogan's built like fucking China, so nobody wants to bang her, except apparently the black dude that fucking. that Hogan had a few choice words to say about. Well, just really one choice word.
I think my
but I'm not going to say it.
Or my favorite part of that show is when you start to catch on that Hulk Hogan and his wife's marriage is clearly falling
over.
Apart. And she's trying to connect with him and salvage whatever she can out of the marriage to keep things going. She's like, you know, come on, honey, let's go on a walk. Like, come on, like, we haven't gone on a walk in a while. And he's, like, clearly, like, not all about it at all. But he agrees.
I'm not looking to
but
walk.
But he goes on the walk with her in Tampa Bay, like, riding a fucking Segway.
Listen here, brother. There's only one walk I like to do, and that's a goose step, brother.
I just totally picture Hogan on a Segway just saluting Hitler.
But like the thing is, like he's on the Segway and just sighing the whole time.
Well, which is funny because his wife ends up leaving him for like a gardener or like a fucking pool boy or something.
He was probably Mexican.
probably Cuban. It's Florida. But like, I mean, and fuck her too. Like, just fuck the Hogan family, just in general. See, or the Boella family.
You just love saying fuck families in wrestling. Last week it was fuck the Flair family. This week it's fuck the Hogan family.
Fuck the McMahon family.
Fuck the McMahon family. What's next?
I don't know. I like the Funk family.
The Funk family's good, but I'm waiting for you to be like, fuck the Helmsleys, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much at this point, they're ruining it.
But you want to fuck a Helmsley, so...
I actually, as I was watching Raw from last night, and she does her fucking Vince voice now, which is just a total fucking boner killer. And I'm watching it, and I'm just like... And she used to be a lot hotter before she got fucking plastic surgery and shit. I like real women,
can
man.
Can you imagine, like, being in bed with her? She's just like, fuck me harder!
Get out of my bed! Although my dick's probably bigger than Triple H's, all the fucking steroids that asshole did 10 years ago.
The Mardi Gras head and Raisinettes. You know?
And that's not saying much, to be honest with you. I also, on his IMDb page, I read that he spent 10 years as a professional guitarist before becoming a wrestler. If that's the case, and he can't play air guitar or belt guitar very well, because he always comes out like when he has a fucking champ or when he doesn't have a championship, and he's just like strumming away to Voodoo Child, which, by the way, as we all know, written by a fucking black guy, and he comes out just strumming shitty. I'm like, I can play better air guitar than that, dude.
You're like, I want a championship for air guitaring.
I wish I did, dude. I need something
they
in my life.
They have competitions for
air. I know, dude. They used to do them in Parma, I think. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
Represent.
What do you have to say about the man?
I mean, that's the one thing you didn't mention in his long, very illustrious film career, clearly deserving of being on Inside the Actor's Studio. You didn't mention his cameo in Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Yeah. For the
And in Spy Hard, he had a fucking cameo.
Yeah, Pete, do you remember that cameo?
In which movie? Sorry, I was looking something up.
Gremlins 2?
I do not.
Okay, so in the middle of Gremlins 2, all of a sudden it looks like the fucking film is, like, burning in the theater. And it's revealed that Gremlins are in the theater. And it breaks the fourth wall. A woman goes down into the middle of the aisle, and you see a red bandana, and she taps him on the shoulder, and she goes, "Excuse me, sir. There are some gremlins in the theater. We're curious if you could help us out." And Hogan gets up, and he just, "What? I hate gremlins." Probably because they're green. I don't know, but
not white or hot dog colored.
But he's like, "Listen here, brother. You get down from that projection room, or I'm gonna lay this." You know, he's like,
"Dude, I want to watch Gremlins 2 now, really bad, because the grandpa from the Munsters is in it too."
Yeah. But it's just the fucking most ridiculous thing. But that's the thing. You know, we're talking about Hogan, and like his desperation to try and get back in the company was pretty sad. He actually fucking tweeted out to Sheamus, "Good job on winning the title."
Yeah, but dude, that just makes it worse because Sheamus is the whitest motherfucker guy in the company.
And he didn't say congratulations to Roman Reigns, so he's just like, "I don't like him because he's Samoan, brother." You know, but
The Rock beat my ass at WrestleMania 18. I still hold that against the whole family.
But seriously, though,
I didn't say fuck that family, by the way.
Well, yeah, because that family has talent.
They do.
Did you see the freaking chick on NXT, Nia Jax?
Oh yeah, I did watch that.
She's powerhouse.
Yeah, dude.
Which is hard to say for a woman.
Which, while we're on the subject of, like, that, I just saw that, and this is just fucking racist in my opinion, Awesome Kong is retiring. A fucking 250-pound black woman that they named Awesome Kong? Are you fucking kidding me?
That was TNA though.
Yeah, I know that. I know. I understand that.
And when she came to WWE, she was Karma for her brief stint.
I'm just fucking saying, dude. Kong, really? Like, do I have to like fucking connect the dots for everybody? Like, that's fucking racist, dude.
This is coming from a company that had a group called Crime Time.
Oh yeah, dude. Jesus.
Yeah, you want to talk about racism? Anyway, but yeah, in terms of Hulk Hogan, I think this, you know, he could use it as a new gimmick. He could change his moves. You know, he could have the big jack boot. That'd be nice.
You know, when he's doing the boot, he goose steps until he fucking kicks him in the face. The big goose. I like that.
It turns out that he was actually a bass player.
Oh, bass player?
Yeah, he was a bass player, and quote unquote, I would have quit when Metallica was looking for a bass player. It's quote unquote, I would have quit wrestling like that to get into Metallica. And then he goes on and on about it, saying
and he lost his job to a Mexican guy.
Yeah, but he says, but the bass player that they got was so good, my God!
Yeah, I'm sure in his head he was thinking.
He's something else.
Fucking Mexicans.
All right, so when he did, you know, his official apology in People magazine, I've got the quote, is 8 years ago I used offensive language during a conversation. It was unacceptable for me to have used that offensive language. There is no excuse for it, and I apologize. Let's read between the lines, and this is what I came up with. Less than a decade ago, I said the N-word a bunch of times while a camera was rolling on me fucking my friend's wife. It was wrong of me to use the N-word because the camera was rolling. There is no excuse for it. I wish I was smarter, and that's what I'm sorry for.
Amen, brother.
And as you know, we were talking about Hogan Knows Best, another quote of his. Whatever happens with wrestling, my family comes first. Wrestling is in my blood, but my family's in my heart. No, your family is now dispersed across the fucking United States because nobody loves you in your life. Why fucking left you? And your kids are pieces of shit.
That's the thing. Vince McMahon became Michael Scott. He was like, well, Hogan is no longer part of our family, and he's divorced, which means he's no longer part of his family.
But I don't want to give Vince McMahon the credit of being Michael Scott. But I get what you're saying.
But
what you're saying is,
but strangely,
is that Hogan is the Toby Flenderson.
No, but what's funny is you know, he kicks Hogan out, and we're supposed to like applaud him for that. But then Snuka gets charged with murder, and he's still in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but he's going to beat that because he's got dementia. He's not, Snuka's not going to fucking jail.
But either way, it's like Vince saying, well, if he murdered a black guy, we would have taken him out, but
it was just his wife. It was a woman, so.
And we don't care about women. Haven't you seen the Divas Revolution?
Or when he fucking put his wife in a fucking coma, like a fake fucking wrestling coma.
Fake wrestling coma.
A kayfabe
Can we make a fucking band called Fake Wrestling Coma?
It's gonna be like the Screwdriver of fucking of wrestling bands.
Exactly.
Dude, check this out. Brooke Hogan currently is working with Brad Neely, the guy that did Professor Brothers, on that new TV show that's on Hulu, China, Illinois.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, and Hogan does a fucking voice. I was actually, when I was reading his IMDb today, he does a voice on that show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude, look that up, too. And it was like a lot. I'm like, this motherfucker's still getting work?
Strangely, it's a Holocaust denier on that show, but...
China, Illinois.
That's surprising, because Brad Neely fucking rules.
Wait, Brad Neely, who is that?
He's the guy, he got famous for, like, the Professor Brothers and a couple other things.
I know the name.
Yeah, he's the guy that did the overdubs on the Harry Potter, like the with the funny voice.
Oh yeah, that fucking Harry and Haggard or whatever the fuck is I do remember that. Dude.
That's like one of the things that like kicked him to stardom.
Dude, Hogan,
dude, you just said Harry and Haggard, dude. It's so Haggard. We still haven't introduced the Philly fan.
No, we haven't.
That'll be next week.
Next week there'll be the Philly fan.
Then it'll all come to fruition. Ty the Gatherer is going to face the Philly fan.
Oh, that would be the greatest conversation ever. It's like, dude, Ty the Gatherer, fuck ECW, yo.
Fuck ECW. Did you see JCW? That shit's real.
Dude, it's coming to Cleveland.
I know.
December 17th. I want to go so bad and take Ty the Gatherer.
I mean, you know, his mom won't take him, so we have to.
We have to paint his face up.
We're going to.
Dude, we just film the whole thing on our fucking phones. Yeah. It'd be great. And then we can put up video. It'll be a vodcast.
A vodcast.
I like it.
Yeah!
He's getting drunk on Kamchatka and Faygo back there.
Yo, he's got moon mist mixed with Natty Light. He's getting shit-faced.
Dude, wait, well, let's... Kamchatka and moon mist. That's the fucking Juggalo's version of Brass Monkey.
Jesus Christ.
That funky monkey.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man.
All right, just one last thing on the Hogan family. Nick Hogan, currently. He, in 2009, it was identified that he was training to become a pro wrestler at Rikishi's Wrestling School. In 2011, he proposed to his girlfriend of 3 years. And remember that leak of, like, celebrity nude photos that happened in 2014?
Yeah, like the Jennifer Lawrence.
He was the first one they identified.
Nobody wants to see that.
Look at my son's dick, brother. Just like his daddy taught
him. Bigger than mine. He hasn't done steroids yet, though. Fucking Hulk Hogan, man. It's just like the dude was on top of the fucking world for 20 years. And now he's just a useless, racist piece of shit. A cooked hot dog looking motherfucker.
What's funny is when he like tweeted like good job Sheamus and shit, people were commenting like, shut up, Terry, this isn't about you anymore.
That's great.
At least people are finally realizing. Well, real wrestling fans have known for fucking 15 years that Hogan doesn't know best.
Yeah.
He doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Like, when VH1 gives you a show, you don't matter anymore. Just like fucking Bam Margera just got sober on a VH1 fucking show.
Dude, I'm on Celebrity Rehab. I'm so haggard.
I'm going to be drinking in 4 months again, dude.
I'm going to be drinking because I'm going to
My uncle just died.
Dude, my uncle just died, and people are remembering that he was a sex offender. It's so haggard. He's sitting there feeling a 12-year-old breast.
That is an impressive Bam Margera.
Oh, dude, that's the Philly fan, dude.
That's going to be the Philly fan.
I cannot wait for that. That's definitely when we're going to talk about ECW, or at least ECW-related things.
Yeah.
Dude, remember when Sandman was crucified? It was so hangry.
It doesn't get old, dude. His fucking Bam Margera impression is so good.
Don't even try it, dude.
Dude, it's so good.
Dude, that's what we know. We just got to do the Philly fans where all three of us just use that voice talking back and forth.
Yeah, but what's funny is, like, you know, I used to do a bit when we were still doing stand-up where I would be like, you know, talking about how you would always have, when you watch Jackass, there would always be that one scene. It would cut over to a scene, and you just have Bam looking awkwardly in a camera and be like, dude, this is going to be so great. Dunn's going to jump in his shit tank, and then he's going to wrap his Porsche around a telephone pole.
Oh. Dude, you got Bam Margera, who, I mean, I loved Viva La Bam, but I loved it because of his friends, not because of him and his family, not because of him. He could have gone. Why couldn't he? That was probably his fucking Lambo, dude.
Dude, and what's interesting is...
or Steve-O.
Well, that's the thing. If anybody wants to give me shit for making a Ryan Dunn joke, fuck you, I knew the guy. So, yeah, I can make that joke.
Aw.
My distant cousin was married to him.
Really?
Yep.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, because I was watching Viva La Bam yesterday, just because I used to love the first season of that show, and just, like, Dunn shit was the best, man. Like, he was the funniest fucker out of all of them.
Oh, yeah. He was hilarious.
I mean, not, like, I mean, obviously, like, the Jackass crew, like, I love Knoxville and fucking Pontius, but, like, I put Dunn up there with those three guys.
You know, like, Steven, dude? Yeah, dude.
dude, all right, so I was curious when I was watching, when I was watching Viva La Bam, I was like, I wonder if they're going to do a Jackass 4. And so I looked it up on Google, and, like, the first thing that pops up was, like, last week, Steve-O did an AMA, like, an Ask Me Anything on Reddit, and somebody was like, you know, is Jackass 4 going to happen? And he goes, well, I don't know, like, if Bam can stay sober, I think, you know, that we could make it happen. And one of the comments was, I knew Bam was bad, but I didn't know he was Steve-O's telling you need to get better bad.
No, what's funny is people started posting pictures of the Weekend at Bernie's cover, with Ryan Dunn on Bernie and Johnny Knoxville and the other people. Yeah, it was. It said Jackass number four. He may be dead, but he's the life of the party.
Jesus Christ, dude.
But yeah, shit's fucking crazy. But anyway, we're going to get back to that topic discussion. But first, a message from our sponsor.
What's up, guys? It's Bam Margera here, and I'm here to tell you about this awesome haggard-ass band called World's Scariest Police Chasers.
Right across the way, dude. Pittsburgh, PA.
Dude, we're in Westchester right now. We're talking about this haggard-ass band, dude. They make CKY look like Don Vito's asshole. It's so awesome. You heard that song at the beginning, and you're going to hear it again at the end. It's a pretty awesome song called I Had a Time. It's so haggard. It's off their album NoFX, and out come the wolves dookie. Dude, it reminds me of the time that Dunn shoved a car up his ass. It's so awesome. But seriously, check him out at lockandkeyco.bandcamp.com. It's so fucking haggard, dude.
I don't have time for these reindeer games.
Welcome back to the Fatitude era. Wasn't that a great ad? I think that was a great ad.
It was a good ad.
I came. It was that's okay. How great it was.
It was okay.
Yeah, I came like.
That's just because you were jerking off, though.
I came like Hulk Hogan at the end of Bubba the Love Sponge Weiss.
Jesus Christ.
You think that's a water bottle, Pete? That's a fucking big old thing at KY. You're Jackknife Jess Smith.
Yes, I am. It's just real quickly, though. You were talking about fucking KY. You were talking about Steve-O before the break. There's a scene when they were talking about making the video game, and Steve-O's just so fucked up on drugs, he just randomly is like, I'm just thinking about getting some lubed-up KY.
Do you remember it was like towards the end of the first movie when they fucking make Dunn shove a toy car up his ass?
Oh, God, that was perfect.
Dude, I just love because I watched it the other day. And when fucking Dunn, dude, nice, very nice. When Dunn, when he goes into the doctor and like the doctor's talking to him and he's like, it's a toy car. Or the doctor, he's like, you know,
it's
yeah,
a little
like,
car toy.
Yeah, a little car toy. And he's like, well, how'd that get there? And he goes, I don't know, maybe you stick it up there. He goes, I didn't stick it up there.
Anyway.
Rest in peace, Ryan.
Welcome back to the Fatitude era. I'm your host, Jack.
That doesn't even sound like a fart. It sounds like a queef. Fucking, I'm 27. I'm almost 28 years old, and I'm laughing at you fucking making fart noises, dude.
What's funny is I was waiting for Pete to be like, did you just fart in the mic, dude?
Yeah, he stood up just fucking wet. Dude, yeah, and I have the fucking, what do they call this?
Windscreen.
Windscreen. All right, enough. I've had enough.
Anyway, welcome back to the Fatitude Era. I'm your host, Jackknife Jess Smith.
El Hordano Diablo.
And we are going to close this out. As you know, we're talking about the one, the only, the immortal
Goose. Hall.
Hulk Hogan. And yeah, when you last left your heroes, we were discussing Jackass, apparently, for some reason. But when it comes to Hogan,
he's a jackass.
He is a jackass. So it all comes, it's full circle.
It's full circle.
It's
man.
Full circle with a swastika in the middle of it. No, but.
Complete with a burning cross.
It's just every stereotype.
We're not condoning it. We're just saying what it is.
Yeah, we're not saying this is okay. This isn't okay.
No, it's definitely not okay.
But it is the way it is.
It is the way it is. And I mean, just the whole, I mean, talking about Hogan being a fucking jackass or a dickhead is funny. Would you knock it off? You're fucking 12 years old. No wonder you and Ty the Gatherer get along so well.
Yeah! He's just happy to
and
get...
And we also don't condone 12-year-olds drinking like he is.
We also don't control. We don't condone Juggalos,
we
in
thought,
all honesty.
Yeah, and,
I don't
and,
know if that's a Juggalo or if it's fucking Flavor Flav.
Oh, my
what
God.
What Flavor Flav of Faygo are you drinking?
Dude, what a terrible combination. Flavor Flav and Juggalos.
Dude, and he, like, they've hired him for The Gathering before.
They
like,
have. Yeah. And Tom Green.
Tom Green, he's a fucking Canadian juggalo with one ball.
My bum is on the cheese. I watched his cancer special the other night, actually. It's on YouTube. And I watched his cancer special. There's that part where he's just randomly looking at the camera with all the tubing, and he just keeps going, tubing, tubing, tubing.
Fuck Tom Green, dude.
I love Tom Green.
He's an idiot.
Your comment is bad, and you should feel bad. Just saying.
Yeah, he's alive. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, but he has one ball, dude. And he didn't even get
I got two.
He didn't even get $35,000 for it.
I know. I'm thinking about that still. I don't want kids, man. Just give up a nut, not work for a couple years.
Brutus, stop it.
Dude, he wants that quartz. Brutus the Barber Beef Cat, he's tired of us. He's fucking done, dude.
He's like that one military guy in Forrest Gump.
Sergeant Slaughter?
No. No, he's like that military guy in Forrest Gump when Forrest Gump is going to give the speech outside of the Washington Monument, and he like unplugs all the cords so you don't hear Forrest's speech. But Hogan, I don't think they should let him back in. You know what I mean? I know it'll happen eventually.
I mean, Triple H just said last week, he goes, I could see it happening. He just has to make amends with everything he's done and all this shit.
He's got to take like 10 pictures with 10 black guys, you know.
And they have to be alive.
And they have to. They can't be hanging.
No. You know? Fuck. I mean, dude, he does. Like I said, he lives in Florida, man.
You know what's funny is when we recorded the first episode, Pete had us all set up, and the only thing he said, he was just like, all right, just be yourself. Just don't say anything racist.
Well, we didn't. We're just talking about...
We're repeating what other people say, just saying.
And in general, what we think people say. Yeah. It's coming out of our mouths, but it's Hogan thought it. We're just saying.
Exactly.
And it's not like we're actually dropping bad words.
Yeah, and plus, truth be told...
shit.
I don't know if you read about this, but Hogan doesn't even need to come back to wrestling. He's already got a new job. Seriously.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, he walked right into Ferguson PD. They gave him a job on the spot.
Dude.
Now I can get paid to be racist, brother.
Dude, new fucking show idea. This is why we're going to be fucking millionaires. Dog the Bounty Hunter, Hulk fucking Hogan... On a terror, dude. Just give him a car and some guns and follow him around. But you gotta like drop him directly in like Harlem.
In Darfur.
No, it's gotta be Harlem, but you don't load their guns. And then this is all over. It's all over.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. This is easily the most ridiculous fucking episode we've ever we've done and probably will ever fucking do.
Oh, I hope. Fuck that. I'll talk about Hulk Hogan every week, dude. I don't give a shit. Wonder how long we'd have listeners for. It's just like they slowly decline, and Pete's like, all right, you guys, I'm done with this.
Guys, I told you the first day, don't say anything racist. And now it's all racist. That's all you talk about is racist.
Just racist. I mean, we're talking about them. And at them. I don't condone it, dude. I don't condone it.
Yeah, well, either way.
That what I just said could literally be construed two completely different ways.
I don't condone not being racist. That's basically like... Like it's not acceptable. I mean, this is 2015. We need some racists. You know what I'm saying?
This fucking PC bullshit that everybody's on these days can't be racist, can't be sexist.
You know, Adolf Hitler did not shoot himself in the head for this bullshit.
Adolf Hitler didn't shoot himself in the head. They just fucking, they came out and said that. They said that he fucking didn't eat cyanide. He didn't shoot himself. He probably got away to Brazil. And he probably lived out his days. And here we go, the king of all races, Adolf Hitler. That's our next week, Adolf Hitler, secret pro wrestling fan.
You just, he sees the Hogan sectation, he's just like, that's a good one.
I like that Hulk Hogan. I wish I could smack the table right now. You know, I'm pretty sure Charlie Chaplin was Jewish, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And... who had the mustache first, dude?
It was actually Chaplin.
See, dude, Hitler was a self-loather, man, because he was part fucking Jewish too.
Yeah, he was.
Dude, now this is just turning into fucking Smodcast. Now no. We're talking about Hitler.
Dude, if we had the listeners that Smodcast had, we would never have to work.
Neither of us are half as talented as Kevin Smith or fucking Scott Mosier, and probably never will be.
Will you quit fanboying? I mean, come on. It's like, oh, man, it was great. I even like Jersey Girl.
I'm going to tweet this to Mosier later. Hey, bud, check it out.
And Mosier just be like, I'm not going to fucking listen to that.
I think professional wrestling is stupid. I mean, these fat fucks are stupid. My fat friend is actually funny.
I can see putting.
All right, why are we talking about Smodcast right now?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to hashtag. When we put up the episode this week, I'm going to hashtag.
Here's Smodcast. There you go. That is the episode title right here.
What?
Hulk Hitler.
Yes, it is, dude. It's not food related, but I like it.
I mean, it's not fat related. It's not food related. But neither was the first fucking episode, so.
Hot dog Hulk Hitler.
Hot dog
Triple H. Hashtag Triple H.
Oh my God. I think Hogan should come back and do a tag team with Triple H. Call it Quintuple H.
No, five H's is.
Quintuple.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wait, what's four then? Quattro.
Quadro.
Oh, yeah, not Quinn, Qua.
Yeah, Quinn, Qua.
Fuck. Quinn. Count to five in German.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Vier, fünf, sechs, sieben.
Ty?
I did not know Ty the Gatherer spoke fucking German.
He's like, yeah, take German in school, motherfucker.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Speak eight.
I sprech sizzle.
Dude, actually, add two more H's to the end of Triple H and Hulk Hogan Heil Hitler. So I'm hashtagging this podcast World War II.
Here's what we need to do. Okay. Now, people were scared about Survivor Series, about how ISIS was possibly going to attack. Here's what they need to do. Have ISIS attack the next pay-per-view. John Cena comes out to save it all. But he joins ISIS in the greatest heel turn ever. And you have Hulk Hogan, Jack Swagger, and Kurt Angle come back.
The real Americans.
The real Americans.
But dude, I mean, that wouldn't be far-fetched simply for the fact that Sergeant Slaughter was fucking pro the Gulf War in 1991, dude. That is a real thing that happened.
And they had Muhammad Hassan during the war on terror.
Yeah, and it was fucking at WrestleMania 7. It was Hogan versus Sergeant Slaughter, and he had Sheik and Colonel Mustafa in his corner.
Yeah,
that was during the fucking Gulf War.
Yeah,
WrestleMania. I had a taped copy of WrestleMania. I still have it actually to this day. I probably wore the shit out of that video. I believe that's the Undertaker's first WrestleMania, because he fights.
He fights. Wasn't it King Kong? No, it's not King Kong Bundy.
Snuka.
Oh yeah, Snuka. That's right.
Which is like that's a match for the ages right there. Like then. But
yeah,
and that was that's
nowadays
that's 1-0 Undertaker.
Well, yeah, and nowadays. You know, you have the Undertaker versus Snuka. He'll just kill him at the end of the match.
Wasn't it with a knife?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
So fucked up. But fuck that. We were talking about Hulk Hogan.
Fuck Snuka. He doesn't even remember right now.
I shouldn't make jokes like that because my grandma has dementia. Logan, don't tell mom I said that.
And Ty, don't tell him that either.
Yeah, Logan and Ty go to school together.
They're in the same grade.
Actually, that whole wrestling match with the trampolines, that's going to be in my parents' backyard. Logan and Ty the Gatherer are putting it on together. Watch, my little brother's going to text me tomorrow. Can we really do that? He's like, look up Juggalos. No.
He's going to be like, that music is good. No!
No, it's
no,
not.
Logan, no!
Magnus!
You haters!
Family.
Family. But yeah, the one thing I was surprised Ty didn't say was anything negative about Eminem. You know,
I'm sure he will.
Can I come back in real quick?
I guess.
I don't see why not.
All right. Listen, y'all.
Eminem is on some whack-ass bullshit. Let me tell you, 8 Mile Road, that ain't shit. There's just like a Kmart, a Dollar General, and an AutoZone. That shit ain't tough. That's just the suburbs. I don't give a fuck about 8 Mile Road. Eminem and ICP, they ain't even comparable. I know they're from Detroit, but ICP is some real gangster-ass ninjas, and fucking Eminem is just a poser. Just out there, just doing his thing, being a rabbit or whatever. They made a movie about him. He was dating that girl and stuff, and now she broke his heart.
And now she's dead.
Like, what?
She's dead.
Brittany Murphy, she's dead.
No, the real girl in real life.
Oh, he's talking about Detroit shit. Detroit what?
Yeah.
Detroit what?
I spent some time up in Ann Arbor.
My uncle lives up there.
I went where American Pie was filmed.
That was when my parents got divorced. Ty doesn't think that's funny.
No, man, I still haven't seen my dad.
I don't know who that guy is. Are you kidding me?
Might be Eminem.
That was so genuine.
But before we go there, Ty, did you want to give any shout-outs to any family members or anything like that?
Oh, man, there's just so many of them. I know I'm going to leave some of them out, so... Let me tell y'all, ninjas, don't feel bad if I leave you out, man. I mean, there's just so many of you guys out there. You know, we all meet up at the dollar store later, and we'll chill out on a 3-liter. But, you know, I just want to say what's up to Wicked Ninja 69. You're my favorite wrestler in the game right now, and I think you're really going to kill it at the birthday party. And, you know, I just really want Psycho Patrick, my dude. He's my main homie. We've been kicking it real hard lately, playing Xbox Live and stuff like that. And, you know, we go on Halo and kill alien ninjas together, and that's tight. And you know, first of all, fuck my history teacher, Mr. Bender. That dude sucks balls, and Mr. Bender's a stupid motherfucker. How about that? How you like me now, school district? Try to suspend me again. I dare you suspend me again. Put me in detention. I don't give a fuck. I'm a crazy ninja. You know what I'm saying? And third of all, shout out to my homies over at the CVS for letting me buy alcohol.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Ty the Gatherer, and we will pick his ass back up.
Ty the Gatherer brought to you once again by Al's Trampoline Warehouse, where they build the rings for psychopathic backyard wrestling. Nothing better than PBW.
PBW.
PBW, where they drink PBW.
Oh, are we going to start doing fucking ads for
PBW?
For PBW.
Just a quick one-off.
Yeah, you know? Right. Just one.
Oh, man.
They paid us $20.
They paid us $20.
In a 3-liter?
No, they gave us $20 that was left on their food stamp card.
But they let us buy cigarettes at the Stab and Grab, so that was cool.
Thank you, Tremont. Shout out to the Christmas Story House.
Shout out to the Rowley Inn. I don't know.
They ain't paying us money. They didn't pay us to do the open mic. They don't get a fucking sponsor plug.
But Matt did like the page, so that's good. So, yeah, if you could go on Facebook to placate Jackknife Jess Smith, just for me, for you, that maybe haven't liked our page, just go like it, man.
www.
We post on it all the fucking time.
.facebook.com/ the Fatitude Era.
Same thing with Twitter. Twitter.com/TheFatitude Era.
Yeah.
Instagram,
too.
Instagram.
But we don't really update that.
Not yet. We got to start doing that more, taking pictures while we're doing this shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, long story short.
Fuck Hulk Hogan.
Fuck Hulk Hogan.
And in the words of the immortal Jim Cornette, thank you, fuck you, bye.
You guys, I had a good time. Bravo!
Hogan's coming for you, brother. Invading Poland one more time.
We're going back to 1939. The Silver Dome, brother.
The Silver Dome in Warsaw.
It's going down, brother.
I'm taking him straight to the Joy Division. That's a Nazi brothel. And also,
it's going down
and
like,
also a good band.
It's going down like France in 41, brother.
We're blowing this shit up like Hiroshima, brother. That puts Hulk Hogan on both sides of the war.
I fight a war on two fronts, brother.
One python for each front, brother.
One hot dog for each front.
I call this one the Iron Curtain. I call this one the A-bomb.
Roll it.
Rolling.
Yeah!